This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Chung with this ABC 10 News update. A possible attempted carjacking leading to a man being shot in the South Park neighborhood. Police say about 11:30 last night, a driver was at a stop sign at Fern and Jupiter when he heard someone yelling at him to get out of the car. They say the carjacker immediately opened fire, blowing out the victim's driver's side window. The victim was shot in the left hand and managed to speed off to a nearby 7-Eleven to get help. Officers and paramedics arrived and they took the driver to a hospital. A Lemon Grove City Councilwoman is facing domestic violence charges this morning. Councilwoman Liana LeBaron arrested last month. She's accused of domestic violence against her husband. Now, her husband, Timothy Howell, has filed a temporary restraining order against LeBaron, as well as an order to have her removed from the house. The city of Lemon Grove says they are aware of the arrest, but they wouldn't comment further. Today, LeBaron is due in court. A month after San Diego banned flavored tobacco products, the FDA could soon ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Menthol is an ingredient put into tobacco to smooth out the taste. This proposed ban was announced April 28th. The FDA has opened up a public comment period. The FDA estimates taking menthol out of cigarettes could prevent roughly 650,000 premature deaths over the next 40 years. All right, let's talk about this forecast. We got some clouds out there, but still pretty morning.
Yeah, a really gorgeous sunrise that we saw earlier this morning, and the marine layer still pretty abundant in some parts of the county, but by the afternoon, we should see some partial clearing, making way for more sunshine, even more than yesterday. So today's highs are going to be a touch warmer as well, mid to upper 60s along the beaches. We'll struggle to get out of the 60s along most of those coastal communities. Meanwhile, mid to upper 60s in the inland areas, what will average, but some spots, including Poway, could get to the low 70s. 50s with breezy conditions in the mountains and plenty of sunshine, and pretty warm in the low 80s in the deserts. Keep in mind, we are still expecting pretty high winds peaking just before the sunset hours and could exceed close to 60 mile per hour gust. Inland areas will stay in this trend of the mid to upper 60s for the next couple of days, and then we start to climb temperature wise beginning Thursday. That's when high pressure rebuilds. We're talking about a 10 to 15 degree jump in temperatures by Friday and 90s returning Saturday. Virginia.
Thank you, Vanessa. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com, or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Shaw.